Obama came to this shores of this country and told her that we must make institutions work in this country. So we don't have the Minister of Health sworn in, but we have the Ghana Health Service. Ghana Health Service. Speaker, we can't always be waiting on the politicians. And oftentimes we lazily put the blame at the politicians. We have dedicated public service, public health service, people who are paid by the taxpayers' money. There must be a way that the Ghana Health Service should come and explain to us. Is it the case that we are lacking vaccines? Is it the case that they never knew about this? They are sleeping on the job? What is happening? They must come and give us some reasons. And we can make the argument that, well, we should wait for the minister to be sworn in, but I would differ. The leadership of the Ghana Health Service should come and tell us why this matter is as where it is. In this time and age, we can't be allowing such basic ailment to be taking lives. So necessarily, the Ghana Health Service must go to the aid of the poor people at the Upper West. Otherwise, the matter will get out of hand. So, yeah, to that end, I want to pray you that you allow or you direct the Ghana Health Service to come and breathe this house.